In this bulletin, another 439 cases of coronavirus in Victoria and 11 new deaths as Melbourne businesses prepare for closures. Queensland police intercept three men who drove from Victoria and accuse them of illegally crossing the border. And in sport, FIFA slams the criminal probe into its football president. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria has recorded another 439 cases of coronavirus and 11 new deaths. 456 people are in hospital in Victoria, 38 in intensive care. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the latest deaths are all connected to the aged care sector.
On that front, I can confirm that there are 1,186 active cases in aged care. That remains a very challenging setting for us and one that we're working incredibly closely with the Commonwealth Government, with the private sector, public hospitals, private hospitals, literally hundreds and hundreds of shifts that have been picked up by nurses out of our hospital system, a very large team of people working together to provide the best care to all of those residents and to get them what they need when they need it.
Melbourne businesses prepare to shut or change operations under tighter restrictions. From tomorrow night, administration and manufacturing companies will shut down, while retailers will offer click-and-collect options for customers. In regional Victoria, Stage 3 coronavirus restrictions will begin on Wednesday at midnight, and Melbourne's Stage 4 lockdown will last until at least September the 13th. Three men from Logan who illegally entered Queensland from Victoria will face court after spending time in a coronavirus hotspot. They arrived at Coolangatta on August the 2nd, crossing over the New South Wales border. The men have been tested for COVID-19 and health authorities are waiting for the results with concerns that they spent time in Melbourne. Queensland Police Deputy Commissioner Steve Golcheski says the men are under guard at a Brisbane hotel.
But what they're doing by telling lies deliberately is having themselves charged with criminal offences and now having to front court down the track and then answer for their actions in a court of law. That to me seems to be very unacceptable behaviour.
Two schools in Sydney have closed after three students were diagnosed with coronavirus. Bonnyrigg High School and Greenway Park Public School have shut for deep cleaning on Tuesday. Students will learn from home, and more announcements about reopenings will be made today. The Australian Council of Trade Unions is demanding workers receive compensation at normal pay rates because pandemic leave is close to the minimum wage. The ACTU is raising concern about the $1,500 pandemic leave amount that's on offer to workers who don't have access to sick leave and live in areas that have been declared a state of disaster. It wants it to operate like sick leave when the support measures start on Wednesday. President Michelle O'Neill has told Channel 7 one in three workers don't have access to paid leave in Australia.
And people who stop and get tested, they're protecting all of us. They're actually saving lives and saving jobs. So we want to make it as easy as possible, encourage people to stop, get tested and isolate. So that's why we want it paid through normal payroll.
Overseas, President Donald Trump has set a timeline for the planned sale of the video sharing platform TikTok to a US company. The Trump administration expects the social media app will close on September the 15th unless a deal is reached. Mr. Trump says he doesn't want TikTok under China's control because of security concerns, and he doesn't mind who buys it.
Maybe a deal is going to be made. It's a great asset. It's a great asset, but it's not a great asset in the United States unless they have the approval of the United States. So it'll close down on September 15th unless Microsoft or somebody else is able to buy it.
Football's world governing body has criticised Swiss authorities for launching a criminal investigation into Gianni Infantino. FIFA's president visited the Swiss Attorney General, but Mr. Infantino is defending his actions after a prosecutor started looking into the meetings. The agency's Alistair Bell says the inquiry is damaging FIFA, but he'll cooperate with the investigation in order to uncover the truth.
Because, frankly, there is something a little bit grotesque and unfair about all this, because we are 100% confident that there will never be a criminal charge, far less a criminal conviction, against the FIFA president.
Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 17. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 14. Melbourne, some showers and 11 degrees. Hobart, showers increasing later, a top of just 8. Partly cloudy for Canberra, 11. Should be mostly sunny in Wollongong, 20. Sunny in Sydney, 22. Similar for Newcastle, also 22 degrees. Partly cloudy in Brisbane, a top today of 24. Cairns, much the same, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 30 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.